yesterday, you broke something and you have many things. Okay. If, and talk about the word drink. You drink something now. Yesterday you
drank.
And you have
drank.
Okay. What about if you had some company for dinner and everybody was just standing around the table waiting, you didn't want them to stand, you'd just say, go ahead and
have a seat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about the word sit, after you did that, they would go ahead and sit down. You'd say, today they sit, yesterday they
sat.
Uh-huh, and they have
sit.
Okay. What about if you don't want somebody to wait until the potatoes are passed to him, you'd say, go ahead and
help yourself.
Help yourself. Okay. And talking about that word help, yesterday you
helped
somebody and you have
helped.
Many times before. Okay. If you are sitting at the table and somebody passes you something that you decide not to eat, you say, I don't.
Don't care for that.
Okay. What about if food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been what?
Leftovers or warmovers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about when you eat, you put your food in your mouth and begin to
chew?
To chew it, uh-huh. Have you ever heard of people taking cornmeal and boiling it with salt and water and eating it that way?
No. Of course, you're talking about the corn dodgers. This is similar, except they put it in with something to taste, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Would something like I was describing ever be called mush?
Well, if it's in a mush form, mm-hmm. it would be then, like you spoon it out.
Yeah.
If it's in a bowl, it'll be a corn dodger.
Okay. All right, at an average meal, you probably have some type of meat and one or two or three, what?
Vegetables.
Okay. Does it make any difference what you call vegetables, whether you raised them at home or bought them at the store?
Well, generally, home vegetables, you refer to them as fresh, however, you know. Mm-hmm.
Do people around here say homegrown vegetables?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but mostly fresh.
Or fresh out of the garden.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. What do you call this food? We were talking about food that you eat for breakfast. You might have some eggs and bacon and sausage or pancakes and this white stuff.
Grits.
Yeah, grits that you have here down in the South. I'll have to tell you something about grits in just a minute. What if you have the whole grain after you leach the outside cover off? You'd say that's what?
That's hominy.
That's hominy, okay. Talking about grits, so when I was in junior high school, my principal went up north. I think he was in Pennsylvania. And he was telling us he was having breakfast in a restaurant there. And he was giving the order to the waitress, and you know, he was ordering the sausage and scrambled eggs and bacon and all this stuff, and then he ordered grits, and she just stopped and looked at him and said, what is a grit?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
That's true.
Okay, we were talking about if you, with your meat, if you didn't have potatoes, what other starchy food might you have instead of potatoes?
I have rice.
Okay. What are some names for alcoholic beverage that people make themselves, don't pay tax on it?
Wine. Mm-hmm. And homebrew.
Homebrew.
Moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
White lighted.
if it's not distilled, in other words, if it's not so high powered, would that just be wine or?
Yes, wine or homebrew, they call it sometimes.
Have you ever heard of any type of homebrew referred to as splow around here?
Yes, what?
Splow.
Uh-huh.
Haven't heard that. Okay. If something's cooking and it makes a real good impression on your nostrils, you'd say, just
smell that.
Smell that.
Aroma.